The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Yikes, it was a slow one in the bay yesterday. Excruciatingly so, to quote one area management biologist, is a big wall of fish right around the corner. It's Sunday, July 2nd. The total run is just past 8 million. I'm Dave Benninger, happy to be on board again today. Coming up, Bob Murphy says it's been a bit slow in Outer Port Hyden and the North Penn districts too.
The Outer Port Hyden section has actually been fairly quiet as far as harvest levels, kind of what we would say is below average levels. And we're kind of just expecting things to start getting ramped up right now.
A set netter fishing site number one in the Wood River gives an update from there this morning. Plus, we bump into Icicle Seafood's CEO in Igigik. He says their company, like everybody else in the industry, is struggling to staff its processor workforce.
This year has been a challenge. We are a bit short, it seems to be the whole industry is. And of course, with the visas, the H2Bs, it was a very big disappointment and made it more difficult.
That and more is ahead on today's Bristol Bay Fisheries Report.
Support comes from Bristol Bay Brailer, thanking customers for purchasing brailers, slush bags, and net bags from a local family-owned company, measuring and building gear for a perfect fit. Orders for next season at 907-469-0782 or online at bristolbaybrailer.com.
Catch this show nightly at 6, 10, and 2 a.m. and early at 1:30 here on the weekends. And on the 4th of July, 1:30, 6, 10, and 2 as well. Keep in touch by email, fish@kdlg.org or 907-842-5281. Our online listenership is up this season. Nice to have many of you from far away following along this season at kdlg.org. Here's a summary of your run through Saturday, July 1st by the numbers. What a weekday for fishing yesterday proved to be. In the bay, the total catch was just 50,000 fish on Saturday. That brings the season total in Bristol Bay to 5.37 million sockeye. Sockeye escapement yesterday, bay-wide, all districts, 96,000 fish. Season total, 2.7 million. There's an in-river estimate total of 30,000 fish. That pushes the season total run to 8.13 million out of a preseason forecast of 41.5 million. Breaking that down by district, as we always do, Ugashik no catch yesterday, 140,000 is the season total. Escapement, just 348 fish past the tower there on Saturday. Season total's not even 1,200. In river estimate of 10,000, total run to Ugashik, 151,000 fish. Igigik no harvest reported on Saturday. Season total harvest there is 1.56 million fish. Escapement past the escapement on the Igigik River Saturday was 11,160. Cumulative of 237,000 fish. In river estimate of 20,000. Total run to the Igigik district through Saturday 1.8 million. Very slow out in Naknek, Quijack so far as well. Sounds like things might pick up soon. No catch reported yesterday. Cumulative harvest there, 96,000 sockeye. Daily escapement, Naknek River, 1,730 sockeye counted Saturday, bringing the season total on the Naknek to 73,200. Quijack River escapement was 2,000 sockeye Saturday. Season total, 8,500. Alagnac counted 432 sockeye Saturday, season total 4,000. Total run to the Naknek Quijack district is now 181,500 sockeye. Nooshigat catch continues to decline over the past several days, down to just 44,000 during the open fishing time Saturday. Season total now 3.5 million. Harvest in the Nooshigak. Looking at escapement numbers, Nooshigak Kings 3,100 past the Portage Creek sonar Saturday. That brings the season total to 38,000 out of the in-river goal of 95,000. 22,000 kings have been harvested in the Nooshigak Commercial Fishing District so far this season, and 1,000 kings have been harvested in Togiak so far this season as well. Nooshigak sockeye escapement, 30,100, tallied on Saturday. Season total, 1.12 million. Wood River counted 50,000 reds Saturday. Season total, 1.18 million. And Igushik Tower had some problems, did not report a catch on Saturday. Season total there is 100,000 so far. Total run to the Nooshigak District, 5.94 million sockeye. So far, that's out of a season forecast of 8.62 million. Togiak counted 6,000 sockeye harvested on Saturday, bringing the season total there to 30,000 fish. Count should be in by tomorrow. Season total, then, is 30,000 so far to Togiak. Again, just 50,000 fish landed yesterday, and the total run is 8.1 million. Total harvest so far, 5.4 million. Average number of sockeye per drift delivery on Saturday, July 1st. The only district to report drift delivery was Nooshigak. 52 was the average number of sockeye per drift delivery. Certainly not its best of the season. Allocation by district so far, Nooshigak reporting 78.3% of the harvest to the drifters. Nooshigak set netters 19.3%, Igushik set netters 2.4%. Naknek Kwejak so far is broken down 62% drift, 20.2% Naknek set, and 17.8% Kwejak set. In Igigik, 87.4% of the harvest accounted for by the drifters, 12.6% the set netters. Ugashik is 97.3% drift harvest so far, 2.7% set. Your permits and vessel registrations as of 9 a.m. this morning, starting in Ugashik, now at 199 permits, climbing to 230 in 48 hours. That's on 148 vessels, climbing to 171, 51 D-boats. Igigik, 474 permits registered as of 9 a.m. this morning, going to 505 in 48 hours. That's on 364 vessels, climbing to 384, 110 D-boats in Igigik. Naknek Kwejak fleet building a bit, 315 permits registered this morning, climbing to 346 in 48. That's on 277 vessels, going to 301, 38 D-boats currently. Nooshigak fleet on the decline here, 566 permits registered in the district this morning. A few more on their way out in 48 hours, down to 553. That's on 440 vessels, dropping to 431 in 48, 126 D-boats. Togiak added a few, now 41 permits on 41 vessels in that district there. If yesterday's harvest seem low, exactly 1 year ago today for perspective, again, this is a year ago's catches by district, Ugashik landing 145,000, Igigik 250,000, Naknek Kwejak 236,000, Nooshigak 238,000, Togiak 7,700 fish on June 30th, 2016. That was a total Bristol Bay harvest of 877,000 fish compared to yesterday's 50,000 fish. Port Muller catches from yesterday ticked up a bit. There were 73 sockeye in the 4.5 and 66. In the 5 and an 1/8 inch mesh, that was a mean daily catch index of 65. Raw counts by station, a big uptick at station 2 with 42 reported. Station 4, 33. Station 6, 9. Station 8, 47. Station 10, 7 sockeye. Station 12, 1. Station 14 had 28. Again, that was a big increase in catches there. We'll expect to have Port Muller's Sunday catches for you in our 7 a.m. newscast. Yesterday, they did release salmon stock composition for the June 28th and 29 catches at Port Muller. broken down in descending order. Again, this is the genetic sampling from the June 28th and 29 catches at Port Mueller. Igigig accounting for 30%, Ugashic River 22%, Nooshigak 19%, North Penn 10%, Naknek 8%, Wood River 5%, Alagnac 3.2%, Kwejak 2.4%, and fractions of a percent of those Port Mueller catches to the Igooshic, Togiak, and Kuskokwim drainages. Further out, Area M did not fish in its Bear River, Three Hills, Ilnik, and Outer Port Hyden sections or Nelson Lagoon yesterday. Season total to Bear River to Port Hyden, Outer Port Hyden, still at 1.13 million. Season total in Nelson Lagoon harvest, 66,200 fish. That's your daily run summary on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. Sarah Bareilles provides a brief musical interlude with our Naknek Kwejak fleet in mind.
Suddenly rest in my bones. This loneliness won't leave me alone. It's 2,000 miles around. Just to make this dark my home. I'm gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away, yeah. Sit on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Now we whistle together, ready?
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is made possible by generous support from Bristol Bay Native Corporation, following a Fish First policy to sustain and promote the economic and cultural value of wild Alaska salmon in the Bristol Bay watershed.
Thanks for staying tuned here today, wherever you're at in Bristol Bay on this rather drizzly Sunday. We're also always glad to hear when folks around Sandpoint, False Pass, and Port Mueller have us tuned in on AM 670 as well. Speaking of the North Penn, the fleet is sitting out most of the weekend after posting good catches last week. Well, maybe good, at least by comparison if you're anchored up in Ugashik. But area manager Bob Murphy says it's actually been a bit of a slow start.
Actually, harvest in the Outer Port Hyden section have been what we probably classify as below average. This past week, the harvest was about 192,000 sockeye in a 2.5 day fishery. So the best harvest right now in the North Penn I've been in the Ilnik section. And the Outer Port Hyden section has actually been fairly quiet as far as harvest levels, kind of what we would say is below average levels of sockeye being harvested.
Murphy says a priority right now is to get some more fish past the weirs, especially at Bear and Sandy Rivers, that have his attention at the moment.
We had a good shot of fish on Thursday and Friday at Bear River. We thought that was the start of some bigger things to come, and then on Saturday things just kind of got dropped off a bit. So we're just kind of watching escapement levels at Bear and Sandy River closely. Ilnik's already exceeded its upper escapement goal. Nelson River has been on track for its escapement goal, with fisheries going 4 to 5 days per week in Nelson Lagoon. And that's kind of really about where we're at with the North Peninsula right now.
Murphy closed the Ilnik and Outer Port Hyden sections Friday after 6 p.m. He says Ilnik will reopen 6 a.m. Monday, the only area of the outside beaches in North Penn that will be open tomorrow. Nelson Lagoon will also open at the same time, 6 a.m. on Monday. Outer Port Hyden probably will not get another opener till later in the week. Murphy says M's North Penn fleet and managers are also bracing for something bigger to show up soon.
Yeah, we're all kind of right now, just waiting for things to pop here. I think everybody is. I know the Bay is. We are too down here. We typically peak around July 4th, and we're kind of just expecting things to start getting ramped up right now. And you know, every day goes by, they're kind of not quite getting ramped up, but we're kind of expecting things to pick up. So our fingers are crossed for everybody right now.
Indeed, like for that fleet a smidge further northeast.
In Ugashik, in-river indices continue to remain excruciatingly low. There are reports of fish in the district, but through July 1st, our total escapement is 1,200 sockeye.
Thank you, Mary. This is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. Back in a moment.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report was made possible in part by the Bristol Bay Fisheries Association, advocating for fishermen. More information at bristolbayfishermen.org.
Westside set netters got an opener inside the narrow confines of the always productive Wood River starting at 7:30 this morning. The nets get shortened up to 25, but it often doesn't matter. It's an impressive fishery to see happen as the state manager tries to slow over-escapement in the wood and give either gear group a chance to catch up on the allocation as set in the management plan. KDLG alumnus Liam Wright and his dad Malcolm opted to move into the wood from Coffee Point today. He was reachable just after the nets went out. Liam, you're out there this morning after this first opener, about 2 hours into it. Paint us a picture. How crowded is it? What do you see out there in the Wood River?
Not quite as crowded as in previous years. You can tell a lot of people come up from every other district, though. Everyone seems to be doing all right here, at least at the top of the line. At the beginning of the opening here, you've got a couple of people going back and forth to either bank. It's hard to tell which is doing better right now.
So those top couple of sites sometimes are extremely productive. You say you're helping somebody out on the first site. How well are you doing here a couple hours before high water?
We're doing pretty well here. We've been getting a nice plug since the opening. It's been pretty steadily kicking here. And that's not totally sunk or anything, but there are fish here.
Do you feel like the fishing is better here than it was down at Coffee Point?
It's at least better here today than it was at Coffee yesterday. Hard to say in general, though.
All right. So are you seeing signs all the way up a mile or so on both sides of the bank, or what's the level of interest in being in the Wood River Special Harvest area?
Not quite that far. There are a few people up around the bend, I think. I'm not seeing, you know, packed lines, though.
Did everybody play nice about putting a sign up and honoring that little bit of, wouldn't call it legal right, but sort of traditional right?
It seems like it. At the very least, there was no place for us to put our sign when we got here.
Another factor that comes into play is, do companies want to buy from the Wood River? Are you seeing tenders in from everybody that's interested in picking up fish there?
I'm not totally sure from everybody. There are at least 5 Peter Pan tenders, in my view. I think there's one more Icicle or Trident one down there.
So from your site there and from anybody else you've talked to, do you get the sense people will stick it out in the wood for a few days while it's available, or play it by ear and maybe head back out?
It depends on if they open it for a few days. I haven't heard they are going to, but I imagine there'll be at least a few people here. A few more probably get the idea to go back out in the bay, but...
Sometimes the Wood River is known for having a little bit smaller sockeye. What are you seeing this morning in the net? Decent fish?
Yeah, it's actually pretty average size reds. We're getting some dogs, one or two kings. It doesn't seem like we're having, you know, a massive tiny fish.
All right. Liam Wright is fishing this morning down at site number one on the Townside Bank, right? Is that correct?
Yes.
And we wish you and your crew and everybody up there in the Wood River a good fishing period today, and we'll see how things go. Liam, thanks so much for the update.
Yeah, sure thing.
Icicle CEO Paul Angel Hansen is touring the company's seafood processing plants on his first trip to Alaska. The Cook Group, owners of farm salmon giant Cook Aquaculture, bought Icicle Seafoods in 2016, and Angel Hansen, then a Cook executive, took the top position at Icicle back in February. KDLG's Nick Shalino tracked him down in Igigik yesterday.
Angel Hansen toured the Icicle processing facility in Igigik for the first time Saturday, 5 months into his job as the company's CEO. Angel Hansen has experience in the seafood industry as the COO of Farming for Cook Aquaculture, but this is his debut as the head of a company specializing in wild-caught salmon. He says processing wild fish has some inherent challenges, but adds his company plans to put out more fresh, wild-caught product, much in the way it has with farmed salmon.
People sometimes ask, sort of, why did Kirk, being a farming company, get into wild fisheries? And up until primary processing plant, it's very different wild fisheries and farmed aquaculture. But after primary processing, whatever you can do with a wild salmon, you can do with a farmed and vice versa.
But the challenges are significant. Angel Hansen says the Cook Group has invested heavily in new equipment for its processing plants, but did not get the expected return with the weak pink run last year.
Of course, last year pink season wasn't as expected. That affected the whole industry, also icicle. But we have owners that are committed. They've invested significant amounts of money over the last 12 months to support the business, to develop the business.
Angel Hansen also says the icicle plants are short-staffed with workers, as restrictions to work visa programs have made it difficult to hire unskilled labor from overseas.
This year has been a challenge. We are a bit short, it seems to be the whole industry is. And of course, with the visas, the H2Bs, was a very big disappointment and made it more difficult.
Managers at the Igigig facility say they are understaffed by about 25%. But are still hiring new workers and hope to be up to the full 300-person crew before the Bristol Bay sockeye run picks up. Angel Hansen says if the rush of salmon overwhelms the processors, they will be forced to can more and fillet less.
Yes, at some point you have to prioritize. Of course, we want to be able to take all the fish that our fishermen manage to get hold of, and we need to prioritize then product format to be able to manage all that. So yes, it could have an effect on product format, which is not ideal, but we'll manage.
Angel Hansen says this is his first trip to Alaska. He is touring the icicle processing facilities in the state before returning to the company's headquarters in Seattle. He says he is scheduled to be in Dillingham today. In Igigik, I'm Nick Shalino.
I'm gonna sit on the dock of the bay, wasting time, wasting time, wasting time.
That gal can sing. That's just about it for today's show. We'll have Sunday's Port Moeller test fishery catches tomorrow for you in the AM news at 7 and 8, and all the latest at noon, 4:30, and here on this program Monday evening. Two messages to send out to the fleet today. Diane Williams writing in to wish Hunter Parrott aboard the not-to-scale fishing boat a happy birthday. Just be safe to the crew, and great fishing with love from Mom and Dad and everyone else in Damascus. Also a note from Cassandra Liljenwall. She writes in to Luke on the fishing vessel Kirsten M. Cassandra says, "Happy Independence Day. We miss you. We would love to hear what district you are fishing in and your impression of Alaska. So please give a phone call when you can. With love from Mom, Dad, Kaisa, and Brownie," to Luke Liljenwall on the Kirsten M. If you have messages from home you'd like us to include in this broadcast, shoot us an email, fish@kdlg.org or dave@kdlg.org. 907-842-5281 is the number to call. Your marine weather forecast for Bristol Bay waters before we go: west winds of 20 knots, seas 4. Tonight, west 20, seas 4. Tomorrow, west winds 20 knots, seas 5. And wind Tuesday's outlook, west 15, seas 4. From Port Hyden to Cape Sarachev today, southwest 15 knots, seas 4. Tonight, west 15, seas 5. Tomorrow, west 15, seas 5. And Tuesday's outlook there on the 4th of July, north winds of 15 knots, seas around 3 feet. We'll keep you updated on that. The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is dedicated to covering the greatest salmon fishery on earth. It is made possible with the generous support of our underwriters and from listeners and you, the fishing fleet. With help from the rest of the KDLG news team, I'm Dave Benninger. Good night, good fishing. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.